May the Lord's peace be with you, heart dwellers. I want to share a dream with you, or rather, should I say, a nightmare. It began just before I woke up, and those dreams usually carry the signature of the Holy Spirit, which this one did. I was in an industrial warehouse area in a city. It was somewhat old and broken down. There were old factories and fields around, as well as residential housing, and some more modern factory buildings. Something like you would see in a large city. The whole neighborhood was somewhat dilapidated. In any case, Ezekiel and I lived there in a small flat. It reminded me of an old neighborhood in Chicago, with rows and rows of three-story buildings, where each floor was rented to a different tenant. For some reason, this peaceful neighborhood turned into some kind of crisis situation. Some officials had invaded the whole area and were going from door to door, checking people. It became apparent that they were detaining middle-aged and retired people, grandmas and grandpas, and anyone that had a medical condition. I obviously fell into the category of those they were looking for to collect together, and somehow I got trapped, and they took my clothing. I had been detained in this warehouse, and I couldn't see any way of escape. All of a sudden, a homeless man came to my rescue, and he led me through the remains of a broken-down factory until I found a breach in the wall, and he told me, "Run for it." I didn't have any clothes on, and it was still daylight, but I ran anyway. This place reminded me of where we would pick up our food to distribute to the poor. In any case, as I was running, I awoke from the dream. My dear ones, I awoke terrified. I have had so many dreams just like this. Innocent people, perhaps on disability or elderly, retired, poor, being rounded up in a factory and detained. The people who were arresting us were some kind of new government that was overthrowing the legitimate elected government. Family, I cannot convey to you how vital this election is. There are people who have an entire shadow government, complete with uniforms and young people with the same ideologies, that are trained and ready to go into action. In short, their job is to round up the useless eaters, the sick, disabled, elderly, free-thinking people and Christians, and get rid of them. The only ones standing in their way are the Christians and the patriots and our President, Donald Trump. But even behind the scenes, some are still taking action that has not been sanctioned by our government. Their plan is to utterly destroy the autonomy of America and turn it into another satellite nation of a shadowy world government. This plan, according to Our Lady, was set in motion in the time of the French Revolution. The people behind it knew they would die before it came into being, but were dedicated to doing their part in their generation to bring it about. They have waited for centuries, and now is the emergence of this beast system, and the only thing holding them back is this administration and the patriots that live all over the United States who are ready to take action into their own hands in order to protect our rights. What I'm saying is that if our president is assassinated, which is what they've been trying to do at least 25 times already, or killed by the virus, which they've also found a way to infect the White House with, if they succeed, these recurring nightmares that I've been having are what you are going to wake up to the next morning. There is only one thing that will stop it, and that is prayer. Prayer, 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 And the Lord has given me a prayer to give you in song form so that you will remember it and pray it over and over again to protect our nation. I'm working on it right now and hope to finish it today. But here is the basic prayer without music. Blood and water from the heart of Jesus, fountain of mercy, I trust in you to save our nation and our president. I'm still refining the words to work with the melody, so please be patient. But when I finish it and put it up as an MP3, well, I'll put it up on Vimeo, and you can download it as an MP3. Would you please download it? Play it repetitively when you can. Spread it to everyone you know so that the prayer becomes a part of us. My husband Ezekiel was asked by the Lord to pray straight through for 4 hours this song during adoration. And he said it became such a part of him that he felt united to Jesus' heart, one with him, in bringing this petition to our Heavenly Father. Lord, have you something to add? I do. My people, your world has never been in a more precarious place than it's in now. This is the time spoken of in Daniel, where the whole world will be taken over by the beast system. You have fasted and prayed and been heard on high by my Father, and he has extended your time ever so slightly in answer to the prayers, especially our Mother of Mercy's prayer. Father, please grant us more time, more grace, more mercy. Our Mother of Mercy, pray for us, which is said at the end of every decade of the Divine Mercy Prayer by St. Faustina. And this prayer, by the way, was given to St. Faustina, a Polish nun, and it was to prevent World War II from happening. And the Lord took her the night the war started. He would not allow this war to start until she was off the earth. And that is why in the last decade of my Divine Mercy Chaplet, you hear machine gun fire in the background of the introduction to the fifth decade of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. The Lord continued, now I have added this prayer to your arsenal to extend the time, grace, and mercy, but you are on the edge of a precipice now, and I need your prayers renewed to stop what is planned from happening. The extended time granted to you is conditional upon your personal and national repentance, almsgiving and contrition of heart, expressed in prayer as well as casting your vote. Remember, when you vote for those who approve of killing a healthy live baby in its mother's womb, tearing it out piece by piece, when you approve of this, you too will be held accountable for the crime against the innocent. I have much good planned for you, America, if you will stand up, make your voice heard, not only in this nation, but all the way to the throne of my Father. I am a God of life, not death. I have no desire to impose this brutal way of life on you, but you have a part to play, and unless you are faithful, I cannot bless you with what I am planning. Some are called to shout it from the rooftops, prepare the way of the Lord, and others are called to serve their government. But you are called to be on your knees and pray, my will be done, my kingdom come, on earth, even as it is in heaven. Amen. Well, here's something noteworthy. I had just ended this message and bounced it and was about to put it up. And when I started to get on the internet to put it up, this rhema came up, and I really felt the Lord wanted me to read this to you. It says, my daughter, speak to priests about this inconceivable mercy of mine. The flames of mercy are burning me, clamoring to be spent. I want to keep pouring them out upon souls, but souls just don't want to believe in my goodness. And that was from St. Faustina's diary, Divine Mercy in My Soul. And I just want to make a short comment about that, that this ministry of Heart Dwellers on the internet is really picking up from the base that she left with the Divine Mercy devotion. So we're like a little satellite of the devotion the Lord gave to her. But this is the problem. People do not have the faith to believe that God will change this dire direction that we're in, that He'll change it and turn it around, because little old you and little old me prayed. There's just not the faith. And as a result of that, people don't bother to pray because they really don't see their prayers as being significant. That is a lie from Satan, a bold-faced lie to keep you from praying. I don't care who you are, how little you are. In fact, the more infirm and more difficult your life, the greater the power of your prayers, because you're carrying Simon's cross. So I encourage you, please, spread this prayer. Believe in the prayer and know that God is hearing it. Because I truly believe He is going to totally turn the situation around. And there is a great awakening coming to this earth because of the prayers of the people that held in suppression the evil plans of the devil for planet Earth. Don't be a foolish virgin, but be a virgin with a lamp filled with faith that shines everywhere and touches people and inspires them to pray. For the Lord is hearing our prayers, dear ones. He is hearing our prayers. Spread the light of faith to everyone. Amen. God bless you, dear ones. O blood and water from the heart of Jesus, I trust in you to save our president and our nation.